podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
For it to happen again and again, and I swear I don't think there's an end to this. Don't we pretending it's for my own benefit? Lately I feel like I'm out of my element. I
don't wanna talk about nothing. I roll with the punches. I stand on my own too. I let my mind keep on rushing. No point in discussing the shit that I don't do. I wish that I could be somebody else. If I could, then I would, cause I want to. Y'all don't want nothing to do with me usually, so why not leave me alone too? Cause
I'm not okay trying to break this typical cycle that's taking away my life for tonight. Need an escape, so give me a break. If I'm taking too long to pick up all your calls, I'm not okay trying to break this typical cycle that's taking away my life for tonight. Need an escape, so give me a break. If I'm taking too long to pick up all your calls,
cause I'm laying in bed and I'm sick of these voices inside of my head. Cannot ignore it, I feel I'm exploding. I'm about to go cocking and boom and I'm dead. If you can't understand all of my pain, you didn't understand why I am praying for that. You can never even look me in my eye, cause you never heard a word that I said. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? I'm on a Henny and Henny. If I had some thoughts, then I might have some pennies. But I don't have nothing, no, I don't got anything. I losing my sanity, losing my hope. Don't even know if I can even cope. Trying to roll up, smoking away, but I can't find a word to even say.
I'm not okay trying to break this typical cycle that's taking away my life for tonight. Need an escape, so give me a break. If I'm taking too long to pick up on your call, I'm not okay trying to break this typical cycle that's taking away my life for tonight. Need an escape, so give me a break. If I'm taking too long to pick up all your calls,
the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the flight and the fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
So care about by your speakers.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Time to escape, so dance, little girl. top of the world. They'll never know who you really are. As long
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock, metal, and reggae tonight. The Pennsylvania has to offer right here on PARockShow.com, OmegaRockRadio.net, and KFG 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, AltRockRadio.ca in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, RudRuRadio.com on the beaches of San Diego, California, XRPRadio.co.uk, which originally was in Birmingham in United Kingdom, but I believe this week they have made their move to the Highlands of Scotland. So I have to get more information on that. BuildTheScene.com here in the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania. I think I got them all. This is episode number 617 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me tonight are the gentlemen from Higher Vibration. What's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
How's it going?
Someday I'm going to rattle those off and not say I think I got them all.
You got it. You got it.
I don't know when that day will be, but someday. For those of you familiar with Build the Scene, you will notice that our Instagram and Facebook address down at the bottom under Higher Vibration has changed. It's Build the Scene Radio. Twitter is still Build the Scene, and then as always, BuildTheScene.com. So normally at the beginning of the show, the first question I ask is where the band name came from, and we're going to get there, but you guys were formerly Human Delusion, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that is a huge jump from the metal to the reggae. How did that come about?
We just naturally over the years like grew closer together as friends and musicians, just because we all really liked reggae music and were really into it, and it just kind of naturally came together
because we were playing death metal, we're also like kind of into reggae at the same time, like on the side. It slowly just kind of like became more fun.
It made its way into our writing more and more.
Yeah, it kept finding its way into our writing. And eventually we're just like, you know, like we're basically not even writing death metal anymore. It's completely different. So then we eventually were just like, okay, well then let's just full send it and jump entirely. And we really haven't looked back since. Not at all.
Back to the band name. They both start with H. Is it like you just random, like picked up the dictionary and went, oh, H.
That was a coincidence. Yeah. Totally. We had like a whole list of different names we wanted to choose from. And that's just kind of the one we both, not to make a pun, but the one we vibed with the most out of all of them. Yeah. So, yeah. It kind of like just went along with more of almost like the message or the deeper, like, yeah, the message of the band on a deeper level, just like, trying to think of a way to explain it.
It fit more of the criteria of what we were trying to do.
It just felt more right.
Yeah, it kind of felt more kind of the right vibe, pun intended. You know?
you can't say it without it. Without
yeah, it's hard to describe it.
What is the best pizza that you've had because you're a musician? So either on your way to a show, at a show, or after a show. Best pizza you've had.
What was the place across the street from Howler's?
In Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
I
don't remember what it was called. I wish I did. If anyone who's listening knows where Howler's in Pittsburgh is,
it's not there anymore.
Oh, it's not.
Howler's not. It's Bloomfield, but yeah, well, it's not there anymore. Yeah,
directly across the street from there was a pizza place.
We were too young to play at our own show, so me and Derek just like walked around Pittsburgh for like 4 hours.
We were headlining our own show, and they kicked us out. We're like, that's us. That's us.
Our name's on your marquee.
What do you mean? You have our name written on a big sign outside. And they're like, sorry. And we managed to convince them because our bassist at the time was the oldest one in the band. They let him stay in. but we had to stay outside until we went on.
And we had to get out immediately.
The last band of the night. So we just walked around Pittsburgh for a couple hours, got some pizza. You know, it was a good time.
That the Citizen's Pie that's up in Cleveland is really good. It's across the street from the Beachland Ballroom.
Oh, yeah. We were just there. Yeah, we were going to a show over there recently and couldn't help ourselves. You know, it's local pizza. You have to hit it.
I didn't get any.
Yeah, this poor dude over here didn't get any.
No, I was busy doing other fun stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Hanging out with the other band and stuff.
We actually work at a pizza place as well.
This is true.
Yeah.
Go ahead and throw it out there.
Yeah, we're both delivery drivers.
But we can't stand the pizza anymore because we've worked.
We're desensitized to it.
I've worked there 4 years. I don't want any pizza from there anymore, ever. I'm not going to say the name now, though, because I don't want to give them bad publicity.
Not after that comment, no. I get it, though. I worked at Cedar Point for a summer. You guys ever been to Cedar Point?
Oh, so many times, yeah.
Right, so Hot Potato, the French fry stand right under the Raptor.
Yeah.
I worked there, and I swear I didn't eat French fries for 4 years after that summer.
Oh man.
Nothing else hits the same, huh?
No. But
it sounds like a nightmare.
Oh, off the air, if you want to hear some stories, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Word.
Bookmark that right there.
Who is your Dave Grohl?
Ooh.
Oh, I like this question.
This guy over here is the singer, so I'll let him answer that one because I mean,
you all can answer him.
Yeah.
Jake sings too. Off the top of my head, a song called Future by a band called Ayaterra. They're like a reggae band from California. That's like one of my favorite songs by them. It's not even actually a reggae song, but we actually went and saw them a few months ago at the Beachland Ballroom, like we were saying. And like during one of their songs, their singer like handed me the, like not handed me, like they did a thing where they like put it in your face and let you sing. And it was like, that made my whole night right there. So I'm a quarter of the way there, I think.
They would regret doing that with me.
And you guys got any?
Oh man. I usually don't.
Like, in a world where it doesn't matter if you can sing or not.
Because I don't ever like consider myself like a singer.
Or they let I you come up and play drums with them.
Yeah, any of it.
Play you drums. And play drums for them.
Oh gosh, I don't know. Come back to me.
I would honestly. I really like the band Blues Travelers, so I would do a hook with the Blues Travelers. That's probably one of my favorite songs by them.
Do the harmonies with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Before I forget. Because I should have done this earlier. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
That's a good idea.
I'm Kyle. I sing and I play guitar.
I'm Derek. I'm the drummer.
I'm Jake. I do backing and bass.
All right. Now, we're back to you.
This one.
Man. Cue up the Jeopardy noise. Probably getting the chance to like... to like play like a song with like Tropodelic would be really that'd get my blood moving, that's for sure. They're like a hip hop / reggae / rock fusion band from Cleveland, and they're really sick. You should check them out after this.
You know, mentioning all those different genres in one band, that reminds me that I didn't mention what songs were played before we came on live. And the first band is a band called Royce. Are you guys familiar with them?
Sounds familiar.
They play like soul and rock and hip hop and almost jazz at times. And it's all in one song. Like it's amazing.
Ooh,
the track that we played tonight, it was called I'm Not Okay.
I'm gonna make a note on my phone.
Yeah,
to look
yeah, I'm gonna write that down. Check out later. What was it called?
I'm Not Okay by Royce. R-O-Y-C-E. And right after that, we heard They're Gonna Love You More, More, More by The Crowning, who are from Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. And then a little bit of acoustic. Almost 90s grunge kind of feel from Doug Carnahan and his song Can't Believe. And he came on to talk to you guys after that.
Oh, nice.
I appreciate the mixed genres.
Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely mixed on here. So like later we're going to play one of your songs. We're going to match it up with FUBAR, which are you guys familiar with FUBAR?
Oh yeah.
We know those guys.
Those are similar.
Yeah, for sure.
And then we're going to head out to, we're going to play some Finnish metal after that.
Appreciate
that. Although name it's kind of, this track from them is actually kind of more rock, but they play rock and metal. They are called Kilburn.
And I've never heard of them.
The song is Bleeding, which is, it's a really cool, has like a Western feel to it. And they have a video that goes along with it. It's pretty cool.
Oh, interesting.
I found out about them on this show that Jonna from First Angel Media and I do on XRP Radio. We do it once a month. It's called Friendly Fire, where we take our songs, when I say our songs from our area, and we put them up against songs that XRP plays on their radio, and the chat box votes. And Kilburn is, they always come up, and they usually beat us. So they were in the chat room this past show, and I was like, you guys need to send me some music. So we're going to play Kilburn Bleeding later. And also Jim O'Brien and his song Imagination. I want to say it's acoustic. I listened to it on Monday, but keep in mind that I also teach kindergarten through eighth grade. So by Wednesday,
got a lot going on.
Yeah. But so I'll mention them again later, but you know, it came up, so we went with it.
No word.
All right, so I asked this question on Build the Scene's Facebook page earlier tonight. I'm going to ask it of you guys as well. So you're walking down the street, and there's a DeLorean sitting there with its door open and a flux capacitor. Where are you going in time, and what band are you going to hang out with while you're there?
I can answer this.
Do it.
Go for it.
All right. So I'm not much into the whole partying scene of the 90s, but I would go hang out with Alice in Chains.
I interviewed Dave Hillis, who did work on their albums.
Okay.
He actually is a producer and engineer at Vault Records in Vault Recording in Neville Island. I couldn't remember the name of the city. Pittsburgh. Anybody else want to have a thought on that one?
Oh gosh.
If I could, I would totally, like, any time. Like, does it have to be like a live shows, or can it be like hanging out with the band in any situation?
Any situation.
I would love to hang out with like Pink Floyd while they're making Dark Side of the Moon, because that's one of my favorite albums of all time, and just like be there while it's being made and see what's going on, like with all the synthesizers and stuff, especially. Like, that'd be, I think I'd pick that if I had this option for sure.
I would have to say, for me, maybe a band called Avatar. I think that would be really, really fun and interesting.
Like, have you ever heard of them?
Studio,
huh?
Live or studio?
Just
hanging out. I kind of want to see them in the studio. I want to see like their studio process, and or whether it be writing or recording.
Yeah,
I'm sure I could learn a lot.
Metallica has played in Antarctica. Kiss has played in the ocean. In the ocean, literally in the ocean, to the sharks. No, in the ocean,
like underwater.
Oh, like some death clock stuff.
That is some death clock type stuff.
To the sharks. What is a non-traditional venue that you would like to play at?
Oh, the Red Rocks.
That's traditional.
That's kind of non-traditional.
Oh, you mean like that would be like unconventional?
Can I play a show on the moon? That'd be pretty sick.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
The only thing, and here's the science.
They're showing zero G.
Here's the science teacher coming out of me. Sound is created by the movement of particles in the air.
Mm-hmm. We need an artificial environment.
You can put us inside like a airtight sealed igloo.
We need to put air in it.
With air inside of it for sound to travel through.
We'll hire people to figure that part out for us.
Yeah, that's the roadie's problem.
Now, I pictured you guys setting up and playing reggae inside a bounce house.
Oh man,
that would work, and you could like keep time so easily. Just like
we'd be pulsating, moving to the pulse. Yeah,
that's my answer though. Totally on the moon. I'll hire someone to figure out the science and stuff behind it. Anyone else?
I'd do Count Dracula's castle. That'd be fun,
just for the
aesthetic. Yeah. I'd play some vampire reggae. Get,
like, impaled at the end of it for the authentic Dracula.
Vlad.
Well, they're gonna have music if they're gonna have the music if they kill us. We'll play the music for them killing them.
We play the music, then they kill us.
Oh.
Part of the experience.
So we become immortal.
And then you become a vampire, and you can play again.
The reggae vampire.
That has to be a song.
Most definitely already is.
There are a lot of reggae vampire songs out there.
What's the one album called? It's the one thing, Dance of the Vampires.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There are some wacky
Roots Reddix.
Rootsy album Roots Reddix. Covers made in Jamaica in the 70s.
Oh my gosh.
You would never believe some of the titles you can come across.
That stuff was definitely trapped on the islands until the later years.
Yeah, just look up a guy named Lee Scratch Perry.
Let's talk about your song now, and we'll come back. I have a couple more questions for you. So the song that we're going to feature tonight from Higher Vibration is Going Home. This is like your MTV moment when MTV used to actually play music. Tell us about your song. Do little storytellers. You can tell me what it's about, or something that happened while you're recording it, or what the writing process was, whatever you want to share.
So this song like almost didn't happen. Like this is, I think, the one song on the album that like really came close to not even being a thing, because I had the instrumental for it written for like a good 6 months, I think. And I would try like almost every week to write some lyrics to it. And every single time I would just not be able to get anything out. And what eventually happened was like it came to a point where it's just like, you know, I really don't care what I'm going to write about. I'm just going to write and see what happens and not think about trying to come up with a subject matter beforehand or anything. So the song itself ended up being about like self-acceptance and just doing what you want to do regardless of what others think. And I think the song kind of like taught me that in the writing process, because it was like the only way for it to be written was for me to be like, you know what? I don't care what this song's about or what anyone's going to think of the lyrics I write. I'm just going to write it and see what happens. And that's how that one came to be.
So we're going to take a moment. We're going to hear Higher Vibration, Going Home. But right before that, we're going to play Fubar's song In Control off of their album State of Mind. And we'll be right back. What's that?
That's a great album, by the way.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Thank you. Songs. Facing my fears I've been sitting with for years, writing my story as I wipe away the tears. No more secrets, just being who I am, stepping on my mind, and I'm one with the land and the air that I breathe, like a drop in the sea, flying with the breeze as it flows through the trees.
Different view. I'm going home. I'm going.
That was a little In Control by Fubar. And right after that, right before me speaking, you got to hear Higher Vibrations song, Going Home. They are hanging out with me tonight. If you just tuned in, right below me, you see the link tree. You can check out what they have going on. And we'll talk about that in a little bit as well. But you missed where they're going to go if they find a DeLorean, who their Dave Grohl is, best pizza they've eaten. So you need to go back and listen to the first half of the show if you're just joining us now. This is episode 617 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Let's say that there is an apocalyptic event and it wipes out most of the human population and one song from every band in the history of the world survives, but only one. Which song that you guys have written together should survive and help repopulate the earth?
Can it be a song we haven't released yet, or does it have to be one?
It can be that.
I would say Rivers, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say we have a song that's going to come out in I want to say maybe 4 to 6 months, somewhere between there, called From Rivers to Oceans. And it's that one's all about humanity changing and the course we're on. And just going with the flow of change and accepting it for what it is and working with it rather than trying to resist it. I feel like that would be a cool song to have survive if it was about, or if it was to help repopulate the earth or whatever, help rebuild humanity.
Yeah, I think that would be, that'd be a little something for him. Mm-hmm. Has a good message in it.
Soon to be revealed.
Yeah. You'll see for yourself soon enough.
If you were going to manage a band and you got to pick any one person in the music scene to be the center of the band to start to build around, who would be that person from the local scene that you would want to build the band around that, you know, that you're going to be able to make money from?
So it has to get successful.
In this local, right. In this local scene?
Yep.
Oof. I'd go with Eric Brewer.
Yeah. Have you heard of a guy named Eric Brewer?
I have not. What band's he in?
He's got a
plethora of bands, man.
He's in a lot of things, but he's got his main band. It's called Eric Brewer and Friends.
He's also in a band called Funkademic.
That one as well.
Yeah.
And a Pink Floyd tribute band called Darksiders.
Darksiders.
He's in a lot of different stuff, but he is.
He also does lessons.
He's crazy good, I guess.
I'd say he's probably the definite go-to. That guy can do anything.
How it was unanimous.
That was definitely consensus.
Eric, join our band if you're listening.
Eric, if you see this, we love
fruit
you.
Punch and cookies.
Who has supported you as musicians the most?
Who has supported us?
Yeah, so who are your super fans?
I got to give a shout out to my friend from California that we have a song with as well. His name's Eli. On Spotify, he goes by RGE. We have a song with him called Figure It All Out. And he is always just in our comments or in our DMs, cheering us on and constantly saying and posting about us on his story and stuff. So
love Eli.
I got to give him a shout out for that one. Eli, he's a great supporter.
He's a good fan.
Check out his band, RGE Music. Really, really good stuff.
If you could play anywhere in the world with any band, where would you play and what band would you open for?
Can we take five?
Time out.
Yeah. That matters.
You can't just drop a question like that. The Coliseum.
With who?
Maybe Sublime. Pink Floyd. No, we wouldn't fit that too well.
It don't matter.
It'd be cool to play with the Sublime.
That'd be interesting.
This is such a hard question. I don't know why.
Can it be is it just one band? Can we get a lineup? Three bands?
Yeah, give me a lineup.
Okay. Thank you so much. That makes it a little easier. Man, that's so hard.
Yeah, you probably should have given a lineup.
I think it's a collective band goal to play. This isn't it's a traditional type venue, I guess, but I know it's a collective goal of ours to play at Red Rocks in Colorado.
Yeah.
Who we would play with? Man, I'm going to say headlining. I definitely want to open for Ayaterra because they're just my favorite reggae band. Yeah, I was
definitely going to be in that list.
And then maybe Stick Figure under them.
Yeah.
We get Mike Love in there too.
That. And the Movement.
Yeah, okay.
This is a five-band lineup. But yeah.
Any of those.
Want to know about something embarrassing that's happened on stage, but you can't tell me something that you did that was embarrassing. You have to pick somebody else in the band and something that they did that embarrassed you.
Oh, man. Well, when the band first started, there was this curse that...
I knew you were going to say this. I just knew it. Go ahead. It's a good one.
For some reason, his kick drum would fall apart mid-song consistently in the same song every show we played for like the first year. And that every single time it would just be like, oh God, here we go again.
We had to have my brother on the side of the stage prepare to run at a moment's notice to help put my double pedals back together because they would just separate and like the chain would fall off. Be like, oh my God, no, this song, it needs heavy double bass. Yes. And I got one broken pedal.
So it was back when we were a death metal band. And, yeah. Well, it was more like thrash and death metal. So it was like super
2016,
fast.
Something like that.
Constant on the kick drum, you know?
Yeah. It was very demanding on the pedals, and they just kept giving out. I eventually replaced them with better gear.
I know one for myself. But I didn't want to give one for myself.
Which I might remember. What is it?
When I almost killed Tyler with the guitar.
Swung your guitar around. And
that's not embarrassing, I guess.
It would have been kind of embarrassing if you killed our other guitarist on stage with your guitar swinging it around. Like it went an inch away from hitting him in the head. It was pretty close.
There's been a lot of incidents like that. We almost got clipped.
I feel like any musician can tell you the stage can be a dangerous place.
There's things flying around.
Yeah.
All right. So I have two easy questions to end things for you. The first one is, what's coming up next for Higher Vibration?
Well, we have a single dropping on May 13th, which is next Friday, called New Sound. That one's really about kind of our transition from being a metal band to being a reggae rock band and how the music style of reggae really influenced us and made us kind of change our direction and stuff. So it's kind of just an ode to reggae music, but it still has, you know, the rock and metal edge that our last song had too. We've got some shows coming up if you're in the Erie/Ohio/Pittsburgh area. May 28th at Basement Transmissions. And I'll just say like, if you go on our Instagram and everything, you'll find all the show dates and stuff. Cause I'm not going to list all of them and stuff, but yeah, lots of shows and lots of new music for sure. We've got a whole, we're planning to release a new single every month to every other month for the next half a year at least. So a lot of new stuff.
New album coming this winter.
I lied. I have one more question for you.
Oh, I love questions.
Fire away.
Well, one more on top of the last question. But if you had time on national television to tell the audience one thing about your band that's going to get them to come to one of your shows, what would you tell them?
Oh, man. So we got to like pick a gimmick here and now then. Huh?
Yep.
National television, man.
This is a really good question.
Stop watching the news. Come watch us play. We bring the good vibes.
We promise that we will provide the best possible vibe that you can find anywhere on this planet.
Exactly right now. It's a steep sell point, but yeah, I back it up.
I have vibes to sell, and that's about it.
Vibe salesman. If you have coin, we have wares.
We're too goofy to be on national television. Please don't put us on TV,
please. It'll be a disaster whoever's anchoring.
Where can they find you online? And I'm guessing that that link that I have in the video below me is probably a good place to start, but I'll let you list a few things.
Yeah, you can find us, you know, on the typical Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Amazon Music, all the music streaming everything's right now. We're on Instagram, Higher Vibration Sound is our Instagram handle. We're on Facebook, we're on YouTube, and all of that stuff you can find at the link.
We have a TikTok
there as well.
I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me.
Thanks for having us, man. Appreciate it.
Just a reminder, I mentioned a little bit earlier, the last two bands that we're going to listen to tonight. They are Kilburn from, I believe they're Finland. I'm almost positive it's Finland. If not, it's Scandinavian for sure, but 99% sure it's Finland.
Best melodic death metal comes from that area.
Yeah. I love that Scandinavian metal.
So I mentioned them earlier. I don't know if I mentioned the name of the song. The song name is Bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to follow that up with Jim O'Brien, Imagination is the name of that track. And then you'll hear John the American Hill Jack Lane from the Hellfire Club telling you how to subscribe, leave comments, and all those fun things that help support this show and the bands that are on it. When that happens, you'll know the show is ending. But if you're listening on one of the many stations that broadcast the show, that doesn't mean it's time for you to go elsewhere. Hang out, listen to the music that they are playing. Most of them play entirely unsigned and independent music, with the exception of Mega Rock Radio, who plays a mix of signed and unsigned. They are the station I've been on the longest. Very cool. Mega Rock Radio 100.71 FM in St. Louis. So streaming and FM. But the rest of them are all unsigned. And you never know, you might find your next favorite band to track down and go find a show to support them. While you're there, buy some merch. Stay for all the bands.
Yeah, don't leave early. Don't be that guy.
But all right, so you guys hang out for a moment. Those of you that are tuned in and listening, also stick around, listen to music. We will see you next week for episode 618. You can also find us on the 1st and 15th for Three Questions and a Song, which is what Ange was trying to tune into. And then once a month, you can find us on Friendly Fire on xrpradio.co.uk. I believe this month it is Saturday the 28th, if I remember correctly. And each team is bringing a special guest with them. Currently, the plan is for John, the American Hell Jack Lane, to join Jonna and I. They won't know what hit them. With that said, we will catch you next week. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, man. I'm gone. Keep your heart strong. where you belong. Still I'm here before I disappear. Kiss me goodbye, 'cause it's my time to bleed.
To see stars out on a cloudy night. I want to see rain falling down clear blue skies. I want to see angels soaring high. I want to live in this world. Tell me this can't be. Yeah, but the problems in all of us forgot how to dream, how to dream. I want to breathe deeply on the ocean floors. I want to fall up into the heavens forevermore. I want to see angels soaring high. I want to live in this world that's in my mind. Yeah, but the people in this world tell me this can't be. Yeah, but the problems in all of us forgot how to dream, how to dream. Oh, 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 oh. brothers and sisters are cloudy night. I want to see rain falling down, clear blue sky.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-signed rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.